And now,
we present to you.
Aw, oh, yeah.
Seriously.
Ignorant.
News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-N.
Seriously ignorant.
Tickets on sale now for the All-Star Comedy Festival with D.C. Curry, Tony Rock, Tony Roberts, G-Thang, and your host, Damon Williams, September 3rd at the Chicago Theater. Plus, Damon and Friends will be featured at the Allstate Time doing a family reunion this Labor Day weekend in Orlando.
Some real comedy.
Senior Chief Correspondent Damon Williams.
I'm ready to go to rim shots. Nah, they bad.
Senior Chief Correspondent Damon Williams reports from a cruise that he's on right now on a story that proves that just because a light bulb goes off in your head doesn't mean you have a good idea. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom, as serious as a newlywed that files for divorce.
Wow.
7 months? Dang. I got married that same day. I'm happy. I don't know what went wrong over there.
And seriously. My wife told me to say that.
Thank you, D'Anthony Brown. Yeah, now the rim shots.
Yeah, right.
Dave loves misery. I see it. All right. That's what we're doing this morning. All right. Anyway, that's why it's Damon Williams and Friends. But look who's talking.
Hello.
All right.
And my wife told me to say that, too.
All right, that's my signature news. I'm gone.
No, let's move on.
Right. Check it out. This is an international edition. I'm in Jamaica right now, but this story comes from Canada. Canadian police officer saw what he believed to be a bicycle traveling at a high rate of speed coming in his direction with a tiny single light shining, so he thought it was a bike. So as the bike got closer, he clocked it. It was going 108 kilometers in a 70-kilometer zone, since we're talking metric system. But once the vehicle passed him, he discovered it wasn't a bike. It was a car with no headlights and no taillights. But the light he saw from the distance was actually coming from inside the vehicle. It turns out the driver was wearing a LED headlamp on his head. You know, like the coal miners.
Yeah.
So this genius, whose car had no working lights at all, thought, hey, I know what I'll do. I'm going to throw this on my head. If I get stopped for no headlights, I'm going to be like, you a lie. This is a headlight.
It's on my head.
It's a headlamp. Seriously. I don't know where he was going, but the only thing that makes you come up with that type of idea is what? That monkey. He had to get over there one way or another. Seriously. As serious as a black Trump supporter.
Oh.
Yeah, all six of them. Now, next up in international ignorant news is a story all the way from India. This is one of my favorite stories. Look at a 28-year-old business graduate had what I think was a genius idea, but if he didn't get caught, of course. The 28-year-old, his name was Mintu Kumar, was losing money in his business. Now, he owns a massage parlor that provided happy endings, okay? But business was down, Dave. Thank you. Which is usually what happens after a happy ending, Dave.
Yeah.
Man down. Anyway, so hopefully he wasn't a hands-on owner. Here we go. All right.
You can finish the story.
Let's check it out. All right, he came up with a scheme to make ends meet, and that's meet with two E's. So he rented an SUV, created a fake registration paper for the vehicle, then he put it for sale online. So when the vehicle sold, he went, sold the vehicle, and then stole it back the same night. But instead of returning the car to the rental agency, he got greedy. He put it on sale again online, found another buyer, but the first buyer reported it stolen, so the police were looking for it. So when he got to the sale point to sell the car again, the police called him. Otherwise, he would have got away with renting the car, selling it, stealing it, and renting it again. Tell me that ain't smart. Seriously. But now, unfortunately, he's in jail where his massage skills will come in handy. Thank you. Reporting to you live from Jamaica. That's all I got, people. See you at the family reunion.
All right.
Later, D.
Oh, Damon.
I'm sorry, Sybil.
No.